Was that because everybody commuted and went home, or is it because of space, or what?
Well, I suspect it was because of space and finances.
Well, I mean, the night school was still going on, obviously, right?
Oh, the night school was still going on, but the night school was an entirely separate program.
I know, but it would take up space.
Oh, of course. But that would be the same space we would be occupying during the day.
Were there like, school dances?
Oh, heavens, no.
No.
No, the social affairs, I don't even recall one. We did have a drama club, and we got to know some people through that. But the social aspects of it were completely on your own.
Now, were you were living in Rutherford at the time?
Oh, yes.
How did you
going in on the bus and the subway every day.
Taking the bus to the subway. And at that time, the L was still there, right?
Oh, was it ever there? You always knew a professor who was teaching a lecture course at that Third Avenue side of the building.
Yes.
Because he talked quite plainly and quickly and then be silent for about 2 minutes as the L went by. The whole building shook.
I actually, there's a yearbook with a record inside which has a recording of a teacher teaching a class as the L train comes through.
Oh, yes, that was great. We also had classes in some of the most improbable places, including in the room that the clock is in.
Oh, upstairs. The clock tower room, yes.
Yeah, and at that time it was basically an undeveloped room that just had the clock in it and a light bulb hung from the ceiling.
Now that's the foundation building. The other building to the left was the Hewitt building. Did you have classes in there as well?
The Hewitt building?
Yeah, it's a kind of it was a short, squarish building next to Peter Cooper Park. Right. So all the classes that you took were all in the foundation building?
Either in the foundation building or in many of the courses, the teachers took us out into the field. For example, in art and drawing and so forth, type of things. There were frequent field trips out to the museums, out to the parks, drawing in the zoo, etc.
Green Camp was around at that time as well, right?
Oh, yes, it was. And I took my girlfriend at that time up to Green Camp for a field day. But we really didn't do anything academic up there.